In the midst of all the hearings this week on Capitol Hill, you'd be forgiven if you missed a comment from Rex Tillerson, Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State. But the Chinese government did not miss that comment. Here it is from Tillerson's confirmation hearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee this week.
We're going to have to send China a clear signal that first, the island building stops, and second, your access to those islands is also not going to be allowed.
Chinese state media today warned that any U.S. move to block access to the artificial islands that China has been building in the South China Sea would lead to a devastating confrontation. Tillerson also compared China's island building to Russia's annexation of Crimea, and he had other strong criticisms of China.
China's economic and trade practices have not always followed its commitments to global agreements. It steals our intellectual property and is aggressive and expansionist in the digital realm. It has not been a reliable partner in using its full influence to curb North Korea. China has proven a willingness to act with abandon in the pursuit of its own goals, which at times has put it in conflict with American interest. We have to deal with what we see, not what we hope.
NPR's Rob Schmitz joins us now from Shanghai. And Rob, tell us more about how China is reacting to these comments by Rex Tillerson about its activities in the South China Sea.
Well, so far, it's been limited to the state media, and the state media usually has a pretty strong reaction to things like this, especially this. The Global Times definitely had the strongest reaction. It said, I'll quote this from them, "The U.S. has no absolute power to dominate the South China Sea. Tillerson had better bone up on nuclear power strategies if he wants to force a big nuclear power to withdraw from its own territories," unquote. So I would say that most of the comments in the op-eds today in the Chinese press had a similar tone, and you definitely had a lot of analysts on television, on the radio, saying a lot of similar things.
And when you hear the phrase devastating confrontation, does China mean a military confrontation?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that China considers this these islands that it's created, as well as most of the entire South China Sea, as its territory. And if the U.S. were to kind of act on Tillerson's comments the way he's framed them, I think that China sees that there would be no other way to defend itself other than militarily.
The U.S. ambassador to China right now is Max Baucus, who is leaving. He'll be replaced by Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, who's Trump's nominee for that position. But Baucus spoke to Morning Edition today, and he said on this issue that he wants the U.S. to be a little more firm.
My basic advice to the Chinese with respect to the South China Sea is, hey, guys, cool it. We have said that to the Chinese in the past, and it has worked.
Would saying cool it to the Chinese make a difference, Rob?
On the South China Sea issue, I don't think that saying cool it is just going to do the job. And I think it's worth mentioning here how important this body of water is to China and is to trade in the region. You know, the South China Sea is about as large as India. It has more than $5 trillion worth of goods from all over the region and the world that flow through it each year. And China claims nearly the entire sea as its own, not just the artificial islands that have made the news, where it's trying to impose military control. So this is an incredibly important region, not only politically, but also economically for China and the rest of the region.
And remind us again why they are building these islands in this part of the seas that they believe they control.
It depends on who you talk to. China's government says it's building these islands to make sure that everything's safe in the area. It claims that area as its own, and so it feels that it has the right to do so. Obviously, this has irked most of the countries that also have claims in that region, and it's definitely led to a rise in tensions in the area.
Rob, you've been based in China for years now, and we're seeing these signs of a more firm stance from Donald Trump on a lot of issues. He had that conversation with the leader of Taiwan right after he was elected. Is it the case that China will back off if the U.S. takes a stronger stance, or do you think that it's more likely that they're just going to get very upset and push back even more?
That's a good question. I think that China, by many people's opinions who know the area really well, China has a lot to lose in a situation where there's a military confrontation or even an economic embargo or tariffs. And so I think that, and also we should look at these comments maybe not as seriously as we've seen them. You know, obviously, Tillerson's future boss, President-elect Trump, his tweets have caused a lot of, kind of ripples in China. But a lot of folks here think that he's basically trying to test the waters to see how China will react rather than these tweets or these comments even by Tillerson being a real threat.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Rob, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.